We're starting to use, we're going to use county employees for security out here. We're still going to use Bennett for some of the time, but most during like 11 to 8 or 11 to 7, we'll have county employees in place of Bennett out here.
Is that a cost savings idea?
Not in terms of hour per hour, but what it enables us to do is reduce our staff in the county admin building. We're not going to keep that. Right now, we have a full-time guard, county admin building, 24 hours a day. And from like 11 to 8, we're going to, 11 to 7, we're going to cut that back. But we didn't want to have, we wanted to have a county employee out here to be able to make a run every once in a while, check our building, but be here mainly. Because we didn't want to have just Bennett, you know, that security guard checking our building.
We also have plans for a new guard shack by the entrance to the industrial park. And we've got some stormwater management projects for Rudder Lane to take care of that issue with the around the state police hangar. And we've got a wetland mitigation project that, because of the wetlands we disturbed several years ago and got an EPA violation for, we're going to replace those. Down south someplace on some county-owned property, but really doesn't affect the airport. But we will get an FAA grant for it.
What's the issues with the taxiway light?
Taxiway B, we still have an issue. There's one section of it that we still need to find what's going on with that. The electrician that was putting put the concrete pads in for us today, we were hoping he was going to be able to go out with our new thumper and thump the circuit. And he won't be back till Friday to do that. So we're hoping maybe Friday to get that section up, and then everything will be back up. We've got plans for major rehabilitation of the runway lights and taxiway lights. So there'll be a lot going on there. And then right now there's a NOTAM out for taxiway B and taxiway A, because Gus's guys are out there working. That's not really a big deal, but you will see vehicles out there, and there is a safety plan and all that in effect. So other than that, nothing's going on out here.
Is there any plan for the road that comes into the terminal? I had somebody complain
yes.
about the cones and the
we're getting
budget.
Sorry?
Didn't you request that in the proposed budget? To review the road?
Yes, and I carry we had it in this year's budget too, I think, but I don't think we'll get to it before the 1st of July. But we are working on the plans and specs, kind of the whole U around this building, you know, the main entrance in front of the terminal building, and then back out to take care of that. We're also, in addition to the big taxiway projects, we've got money in the budget, or proposed budget, our proposed budget. I don't know what Dave's done with it, but to address the concrete issues for that whole concrete area out there. So that DelDOT actually did a pavement study for us. You know, they spent about 20 grand on getting the engineers out here, and they've mapped out the whole place, and we've got a pavement maintenance, preventive maintenance study. It's all color coded for all those little sections of what condition it's in and what needs to be done, and we've taken that, and that's where we came up with the priority of doing taxiway A. Taxiway B was already in the plan, so that didn't matter. The worst pavement out here is this concrete, but that's also probably the least used pavement, and so we're going to try to nurse that along a year or two more, making some patches, and then eventually the plan is to tear that all up and put a whole new section in. But for right now, we thought taxiway A was a little bigger priority. It's probably a $600,000 project, Gus. Or maybe 400.